All right, thank you. We're back from the recess. We're at a moment where, if there are questions about the budget summary, the overall highlights that were provided by Mrs. Mitchell, now will be an appropriate time to ask them, or they can be asked at a different time. Councilman Hare?
Just two quick questions.
You need to use your microphone.
Sorry. The business retention rate for electric, does that include the deal we made with Kraft?
Yes, and that's what expired. This is working. That's what expired in 16. Where I had in the presentation, that's already expired. They've run that. 3 years is done.
Well, we did. Is that when, how long ago has been we did that in 16? Wow, doesn't seem that long. Okay, so we need to see if we're going to continue that, right? Okay. And then you said no money for streets.
Yes, and let me clarify that, Mr.
Hare.
I don't know if your microphone's working.
How's that?
Yeah,
that better?
That's better.
I'll take this off. No hands tonight. Okay. The CT fund is still, the CTF fund, that's a separate fund. That is still in there, and we have a $500,000 in there for the CTF agreements where we get, we still have Mr. Benigni's money. That's in this fiscal year. This fiscal year has the CTF money for the library as well for both Mr. Benigni and Mr. Lynn. Next year we have another $500,000 because we always earmark about $500,000 for CTF. That is on page...
Yes.
314 in your binder. And then the street program itself for this fiscal year, the general fund monies is what we've deferred. Now, part of that decision was made because, which I didn't explain earlier, was made because we were dealing with trying to figure out whether we had to use prevailing wage or not. So we're late in getting our bids out this fiscal year. So we're just now bidding this fiscal year street program. So that also impacted that decision.
Okay. And are we... When you say the money from Bonini and is the money, is that the money for the old library?
Yes, that's okay. In this fiscal year.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay.
Mayor Christensen. Ms. Mitchell, could you remind?
I shouldn't. Let me back up. This fiscal year is the $500,000. He still has two increments in the next two fiscal years. That's what's in next year and then following year.
Okay. Ms. Mitchell, so you can just remind myself and members of council the decision on Davis-Bacon prevailing wage.
The decision on the Davis-Bacon prevailing wage is we are moving forward with doing the bid with prevailing wage. To do it without prevailing wage, we would have to manage each street as a separate contract for this CTF money and the city money. You can't commingle. And it's too much of an administrative issue to do that. We did look at last year's because we bid them out both prevailing and non-prevailing, and the prevailing wage created about a 14% increase in the projects. But we decided because of the administrative hardship it would create on staff, we would just bid them all out as prevailing wage and prevent that problem.
So we can expect that since we are paying Davis-Bacon wages that we will get quality work?
I would want quality work whether we were paying those wages or not.
And I understand that. I understand that, but okay. with the projected increase, we will be guaranteed that the contractors do excellent or better than.
Yeah, we have our inspectors that follow up on performance. So,
Councilman Neal?
Mrs. Mitchell, in looking at the highlights and then going through the individual budgets, it's obvious that we're upgrading the telephone systems in a number of different offices and also in the field offices, either adding GPS or updating the radio systems. Can you kind of give us a little bit of an overview of what that is? Because it is affecting a lot of different departments and it's affecting a lot of the field offices. And I'm not complaining. I'm congratulating you for updating these things.
Okay. The GPS, we are proposing GPS on all city vehicles. We do not have the police department including this. Did we include police? I don't think we did. We didn't include police yet because I want to find out what technology they already have in their vehicles. But all the other departments have a GPS upgrade for vehicles. The telephones are different, is a different situation. We do have some increased telephone expenses, but the other matter is the allocation of all the phone equipment. It was maintained by finance over the years, and through staff turnover, that sheet did not get updated. So we had to go through and audit all those allocations and revise budgets for those allocations. So those are basically an accounting issue. As opposed to new equipment.
Other questions? Mr. Mitchell at this time? Councilman Hare.
I don't know if this is where you'd say it, but after having gone through this, this is, like you said earlier, it's a very good budget. It's very open, and I think it is what it is. Unless there's more questions, I make a motion we accept this budget because it.
Motion made by Councilman Hare to approve the budget for fiscal year 19. Seconded by Councilman Pulse. There is discussion on the matter. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, we do have public input. Hang on 1 second. We have a member of the public who'd like to speak, and I would ask for a motion to suspend the rules to allow for input from Mr. Blakeman.
Second.
Move.
Moved by Councilman Anderson, seconded by Councilman Lindell. All in favor of suspending the rules to allow for public comment from Mr. Blakeman, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Blakeman? You need no introduction, but you certainly deserve one. So if you want to introduce
Blakeman,
yourself.
Les Blakeman, 209 Falmouth Way, Dover, Delaware. I was a little disappointed that the original agenda had a discussion of retiree benefits, and it disappeared off the revised agenda. We've been advised that if it's any kind of increase for the pensioners was going to be included, it should be discussed at the budget so they would know how to budget for it. And I'm a little concerned that that didn't take place, whether we get one or not is an issue, but I'd like at least to have a discussion about it at some point.
Would it be fair to put that on Legislative Finance Administration Committee and look to see if we can do something mid-year with the...
Whatever works for council.
All right.
As long as it gets talked about at some point.
Fair enough.
The other issue... I'm having a memory lapse here. Thank you. Do that again and I'll probably remember. I guess I won't ask the question because I can't remember what it was. I'll get back to it at a later date. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blakeman. So we're back under regular rules. We have a motion that's been for us has been moved and properly seconded to approve the budget as presented. Councilman Neal?
I do have a question.
Actually, we had... Hang on 1 second. We had a vote, correct?
On page 227...
All right, Councilman Neal.
We are replacing Windows XP with another outdated Windows 7. Why not Windows 10? That was on page 227, according to my notes.
Mr. Neal, I will research that and follow up with you, but my gut tells me that that narrative was not updated. That's what I think, but I will check with our IT director to make sure.
Because basically XP was an older system, and they're not supporting, Microsoft is not supporting Windows 7 now. So it would seem that if we're going to do the update, we should have the latest that's available.
Correct.
Thank you, Councilman Neal. Councilman Lindell?
I was just going to ask, I noticed that in the general fund we're running a deficit this fiscal year, and I was just curious about the at what point, because I don't want to get stuck into a position where, like, a few years ago, you know, there was a delay in looking at taxes, and all of a sudden the crisis hits and you've cut enough, and then all of a sudden now you have to raise taxes by 7-8 cents at once. So what is the, is that, does that look like that's something that's going to continue, or and what's the threshold?
Can I clarify something? I don't think we're running a deficit. I think the revenues are more than the expenditures, but doesn't include the carry forward budget, correct?
Right. Our expenditures exceed our revenues. Biggest part of that exceedance is the capital asset transfer that we're transferring for capital projects from the general fund this year than we did last year. However, the stormwater utility is how I plan to address that issue so it doesn't continue long term. By pulling that MS4 expense out of the general fund, otherwise you are looking at a 7-9 cent tax increase, which I put in that slide.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Other comments? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Anderson? Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Poles?
Yes.
Mr. Hare?
Yes.
Mr. Lindell?
Yes.
Mr. Slavin?
Yes. Motion carries 7-1, and the budget as presented is adopted. We will then have our first reading, I believe, is scheduled for June the 11th. Final second reading and adoption will be on June 25th. This will conclude our meeting for this evening. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Second.
Moved by Councilman Neal, second by Councilman Hare. All in favor, signify by saying aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much. And again, thank you, Mrs. Mitchell and staff.